Gutevach. Okay, we're continuing our study of alchemy. Everybody's going to get an alchemy diploma at the end of this. Let's briefly remind ourselves what we're discussing. Chavis Halvavis is trying to show us how there isn't really a person who is so secure that he doesn't need bitachon. And he's using the alchemist as the epitome of a financially secure person. And meanwhile, we've seen him poke 8 holes, right? The alchemist is a person who can make silver into gold, all metals into silver and silver into gold. That's a person who we would think of as financially secure as they come. And he poked 8 holes in his security. Again, the idea being that when you see someone who seems to be absolutely secure, check all these different things. You may find that it's not quite as hunky-dory as it appears. Whereas the bitachon package covers everything. So, Hachi, we're going to see number 9. We're in the late Torah on page Shin Yud Gimel. The alchemist, his alchemy, at best, it'll take him up until the grave. But from that point on, it's not going to help him anything. It provides him with a need in this world. It provides him with a need of this world. It protects him against poverty. It protects him against being needy. But that's all. Whereas, abitach b'Hashem, when a person has bitachon, yilavenu gvul bitchoinei bo'ilam hazeh v'lo'ilam haboh. It is a valuable asset that will take care of him, both in this world, it covers his existence in this world, and he will continue to reap the benefits in the next world. Because as we keep seeing, we're going to see throughout the Chavis of others, bitachon is not a coping mechanism. Bitachon is a very important aspect of your service of Hashem, and therefore, bitachon, when done right, earns you schar and ilam haba as well. Just get an example of what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei says that let's say a person is going for an interview for a job. Okay? So we would tell him this could be very significant for his parnasa. So we tell him you have to go into the meeting with bitachon. You have to go into the meeting with bitachon. Understand that you put in the effort to present yourself well, but ultimately it's not up to the guy sitting on the other side of the desk. It's not up to the CEO. Ultimately, you do your best, but Hashem is going to decide if this is what He wants for you or not. You know that if this is what's meant for you, this is what you'll get regardless of your performance. If not, then not, and that's what's best for you. So he goes in with that attitude. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the bitachon, first of all, it can provide him with the merit to actually get the job. But he says that's the lesser profit. If he goes in and actually gets the job as a result of his bitachon, so he gained twofold. He got the job, but much more than that, he says. Much more significantly, he earned the bitachon itself as an end in itself, was one of the main profits of that interview. So when you go into something with bitachon, it's not just an issue of, I'm going to move through this with bitachon, but understand that you move through it with bitachon, that is a gain in and of itself. That's an accomplishment in and of itself. You have profited from this experience, whatever the turnout may be. Okay? Vasili, what's number 10? When we talk about an alchemist, if his secret gets out, it'll be the cause of his death. because what he's busy with, it goes against the nature of the world. Again, I guess this comes back. Apparently, it seems here that alchemy was related to as a form of sorcery. I don't know exactly what it was. Apparently, this wasn't an issue of chemistry. It was an issue of sorcery. So, it could be put to death for it. Maniga Kohel Yashlita Lav Mishi Miseuk Shene Edea La'alim Soidoi. And it's very likely that he'll find himself caught and killed if he messes up at some point. He has to be very careful his whole life to meticulously keep his secret. Messes up at some point, that can be the direct cause of his demise. Babetech Bashem, whereas the person with Bitochin, Kasha Yivoda Bitchoinoi, see, here, his secret getting out will be cause of his downfall. With Bitochin, if his secret gets out, then Yigdal Be'enei Abriyos, on the contrary, it will only gain him prestige in the eyes of people. Yichabdu Bnei Adam. People will respect him for it. V'yisbochu b'kirvasir b'riyosoi. And on the contrary, people will be considered a privilege, a blessing to be close with him. V'yagoyrim l'takonas iroi. A person with bitachon carries special protection. He will be the one to cause the city to prosper. V'litchoi sapgoi me'alanshi mekoimoi. He will protect the people of his area from misfortune. Kemoy shekosuv, like the pasuk says, "Mitzadik yisoid oylam." Tzadik yisoid oylam, meaning that tzadik is a foundation of the world. Meaning he is actually a protective entity in his area, and sometimes for the entire world. The Kenyan loit betsoya, as was the case with loit in soya. Okay, so all this was kind of a tangent. We finished the whole alchemy subject. But let's go back to the overarching discussion. He's been listing what the benefits of bitachon are in our ruchnius, right? Let's go back. That's the essential discussion that we're talking about now. Why do you need bitachon for your ruchnius? So let's just recap that discussion. Number one is because it's an end in itself. Hashem expects it as part of a dynamic in your relationship with Him. He expects you to rest assured that you're in good hands. That's number one. End in itself. Number two, what we saw is that he will not feel the need to be a people pleaser. The person who has bitachon has no need to make sure to curry favor with people. He'll be civil, the way Hashem expects him to, but he will not feel a need to make sure that the people around him are happy with it. Number three is that he is able to clear his mind from being preoccupied with his material concerns. So, Hashem wants me now to have my focus on something else. What I'm supposed to get, I'll get. And now we're going to see another reason that bitachon is needed for our ruchnius. We tell us that bitachon by Hashem b'inyan ha-Torah. Another benefit that bitachon gives you in Torah, meaning another place where it makes you more able to serve Hashem properly, is if a person who has money is the Baal Bitachon, he will find it easy that if he knows that this money, now, Hashem expects him to use it for this or for that, or if he owes somebody money, or whatever it is, he'll happily part with his money. That's bitachon. He doesn't feel desperate to hold on to whatever money he has. About bitachon will have an easier time parting with his money when Hashem's service calls for it. Okay. So that's number one. It's easier for him to use his money in the right way. When a person doesn't use his money in the right way, that's certainly a certain spiritual inhibition. I must say that it's just in my own personal life, the epitome of where I've seen this is Rav Malinowitz. Certainly. His relationship with money was something astounding. It was like, money was mamish like, we all understand that money is just a means. But there you saw it. Like, what can I achieve with my money? If I can achieve something, then that's all money was there for. It was there to push things. It was there to make things happen. Right? So easily and so quickly, he like just let go of it when there was something that could be achieved, when there was something that could be done. Right? The Daf HaShavua, how he just quickly, almost off the cuff, said, hey, anybody who's going to learn the Yerushalmi alongside the Bavli, I'll provide the Yerushalmi. You have to pay for it. You didn't just get it from high school for free. Right? Anybody who's going to learn the Siyas Yisharim, every Rosh Chodesh, some of the Siyas Yisharim, I'll give him the art school and the Siyas Yisharim. So many different areas where it just like money was nothing to him. And this is what he's talking about. This comes from Bitachon. I don't have to worry. If this is what Hashem wants me to do with my money now, I can easily part with it without thinking too much. Now, V'imei Nenu Bal Mamon, if he is not a man of means, he has no money, this also won't be a problem for him. A person with a bitachon can relate to a lack of money as a benefit from Hashem. Because the way he views it is, money imposes upon me all kinds of responsibilities. If Hashem blesses me with money, I have to make sure I'm justifying it. I have to make sure I'm using that money right. Otherwise, the money will really just be working against me. So if I have no money, I'm relieved of those concerns. Also, he says, money takes up the mind. Money makes a person busy. I have leisure because I have lack of money. You know the story, my mashgiach in Achlas Ovim used to tell this story. He said that there was a person was taking a walk near a lake. He saw a fisherman. He had a hut near the lake, and he was sitting in a boat with a single rod, kind of leaning back in his boat, and he had his rod out. And he caught a fish or two, and he went to the market to sell it, and he went home to take a nap. So this person knew that there were many fish in the lake. If he would spend a little more time, he can catch a lot more fish. So he felt that this person was being a batlin. He went over to him and he said, you catch your fish or two, and then you go home. Then you go to the marketplace to sell it, and then you go home. Stick around. Get more fish. Catch more fish. You can get more money in the market. So he said, what for? So he said, then, once you earn enough money, instead of just going with your rod, you can get yourself a big net, and you can really turn it into something wholesale. You can be able to catch that many more fish. Now you're catching one at a time. Get yourself a proper net with a bigger, more powerful boat. You'll be able to catch hundreds in the time that you're catching one. And then what? You go to the market, you sell those, you have a lot more money. You'll be able to really build a thriving business and make, you can really make good money. He says, and then what? He says, then you can come to a place where you can manage just be free of concern and relax. He said, what would I do if I would relax? He said, well, you could lean back and fish at your leisure. So that's what I'm doing today. Right? I do my little fishing, relax, I go home, I take a nap. That's exactly what I'm doing. So, like they said about one of the pious people who would say, may Hashem save me from pizor ha-nefesh. Pizor ha-nefesh means that your mind has to be in a million places at once. Explain, what does that mean? He explained, that means that I have my simple trade, I have my simple craft, I make the money I need for the day, for the week, whatever it is, simple, rather than being a person with all kinds of enterprises all over the place, I have to constantly be keeping track of them, etc. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.